Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, space friends, it's Eli here with the second half of our show with the hilarious Hannah Gallant, recorded live at the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022.
Now, folks, we have a unique opportunity here. We can continue the story and see what happens with the death button, or we can devise a whole new character for the next episode. So what would you like to see?
New character!
All right! Love it! So let's do the exact same thing that we did last time. First things first, how long has this new character been on the planet?
3 days.
Oh, I love it. Okay, fresh. All right. What is a physicality for this character? What's something that they feel like look like?
Sore bones.
I love it. Sore bones. Can I get one more like a?
Are they a doctor?
A doctor. Oh, okay. They're a doctor. All right. Sore bones. And can I please get a quirk that they have, a personality trait?
Hypochondriac.
I love it. And let's get a name for this character.
Oz.
Oh, no. I didn't pick that up right away. I think we're going to call them Schmoz. Schmoz, so it's different enough. So that's great. Can I please then get a friend's title for this episode as the prompt? The one where they blank. Yeah?
The one where they blank? Is that what we're going with?
No, I'm asking the audience. All right. So the one where they get lost in the woods, the one where they all have a checkup.
The one where they all have a memory gets wiped.
Okay, wait. What?
The one where their memory gets wiped.
And you said the one with amnesia.
We are on the page. Oh, you're finally awake.
Hello, Bob.
Hey.
You're in my room.
Yeah, I am.
Well, as you know, I sleep in the nude,
All right, just let me know when you're dressed or a sheet thing, that sheet thing you do.
Well, I'm pretty confident in my body, so.
I'm not so confident in my sexuality.
Oh, what does that have to do with my body?
That's a long story.
I mean, go on.
I really just wanted to talk about, you know, the party.
Oh, the party!
Yeah.
Oh, well, the party.
I'm so excited.
I should dress to talk about the party.
Thanks.
Why don't you just talk to us? I said I'm getting dressed.
So I couldn't sleep because, you know, it's the party day. And I just wanted to make sure we had everything right and ready. And, you know, and we had the surprise ready.
The surprise.
I forgot what it was.
You forgot what the surprise was?
Yeah. So I'm hoping it's not something I had to do.
But the surprise was the party. You were planning the party.
Yeah, right. But
did
there was
going to
be a surprise at the party, right? Like some gift or something. I just couldn't remember.
Oh.
Oh, you're...
Well, I can't remember either.
Wait, you're saying the surprise was...
The party. Well, you know, when people that are coming in, they're like, oh, everybody forgot about me.
When you say the party, you don't mean like,
you know.
And
then
you
like open the doors and they're like, oh, I hate all my friends and family. Right. And they say something like really upsetting. And then you're like, surprise, this is awkward. And everyone's like, oh, no, you actually love me and I'm no bad person. And everyone's like, no, surprise.
Do you want to talk about that?
Cut to the lounge.
So I finished painting all this stuff, but I don't know why I was painting it. But it's all different colors now.
Well, okay. I might actually have an idea about this, because I kind of need your help with something, and maybe this is related?
Okay.
You know how we have that party coming up?
Yeah, kind of. I'm kind of lost on that, but the specifics?
Yeah, so my understanding, to reiterate briefly, is that it is a surprise party.
Yeah.
But in addition to the party, mm-hmm. there is a subsequent surprise that takes place at the party.
And those things are?
I thought it might be related to the painting.
Yes.
I actually don't remember.
Well, I've painted...
I'm a little embarrassed about it.
I painted the kitchen and the hallways and the lounge room all different colors.
Is that it?
Well, those are the three things I thought I was supposed to do, but I can't remember why.
But
also, is there usually a fifth person here?
Weird question.
Well, I just mean, when I was painting the kitchen, there was this lady who was talking to me, and then when I was painting in the lounge, she followed me there, and she kept, you know...
I'm still here.
Oh my god! I thought she was kind of like a ghost, so I wasn't really acknowledging her.
My bones.
See, that's why I thought she was a ghost, because she keeps wailing about her bones.
Al?
Yeah?
Is there any chance she's the surprise?
Oh, well, we were both quite surprised by her, so logically I would say, yeah, maybe. Hi, ghost.
Hi. Oh my god. My bones.
They're really sad, and I think we should help her. Pick her up.
Why?
No, don't touch
All
me.
All right.
I've got vertigo.
Sorry,
no, I've got really bad vertigo. Put me down.
Sorry. I was holding you like a toddler. That felt degrading.
Sound of a door opening.
I don't know. Was I supposed to invite someone? Is that...
Dr. Schmaz!
Oh, God, do you know me?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows you, Dr. Schmaz.
No,
you're the crew doctor.
No, I have one of those faces. It's a condition. It's one of those faces where people say that they know you, they recognize you, but it's just a face. I don't understand. You called me my name. Oh, we have met?
I feel like I should clarify something. A couple of days ago, going on with everybody. A couple days ago, I went downstairs to that room that we'd never been able to open before, and there were all those pods in there.
Oh, don't talk about stairs.
Pods.
Do your bones work?
I mean, yeah, pretty good. They bend when they're supposed to.
Oh, stop showing up.
Okay. Anyway, I opened one of the pods that said doctor on it because I thought, oh, that would be a good thing to have on the ship since we often do break our bones.
Oh.
I seem to have hit a nerve.
I think we should move away from bone talk. Let's talk about skin or muscle.
Anyway, remember we'd all talked about throwing the surprise party for Schmockdermaz?
No, not really. I also don't know who... Dr. Schmaz is.
Oh, you don't know me? You look at this face and you don't, because that's a condition too. You can have one of those faces people never remember. They have no idea who you are. You could be their mother, and then they have no idea. Do you know how many patients come into my office and don't know me?
Mom?
That's another disease I have.
Children?
No, I give everyone a weird sort of Oedipus complex. Let's not go into it.
Beatrix, you're saying she's the surprise for the party? She's a real downer.
I love parties.
Yeah, I might have made a huge mistake.
Why am I aroused?
Cut to the party.
I hate you so much sometimes.
Look at that disco ball go!
I love this disco music.
Come on, everybody. We're supposed to dance and have a good time.
Yeah,
is it? Is it you? Like I was put in a dryer on tumble.
Well, Dr.
Schmaz? Wait, maybe there's something Dr. Schmaz would like about it. We could change the music. Alba can change the music for
but
you.
But we're keeping the disco ball, and I love this disco track. But okay, I'll switch it up. See? That's, oh, there we go. That's what we get. Grooves.
Yeah, that's mellow.
I can't move my hips.
Wait, what's your favorite type of music? I can maybe sing for you?
Silence.
Okay,
Albert, maybe cut the,
cut the track.
Oh, I made some food for you. Special souffle. I'll go get it.
Does anyone else think it's weird that we don't remember at least 72 hours of our lives?
Well, actually...
That's a fine point.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, the past 3 days are sort of like a scary void inside of my mind, which I don't understand, because I am a robot, so I shouldn't have something like that, but it's like someone ripped part of my brain out, maybe threw it in a toilet, flushed it down, and now it's gone forever?
Well, I'm sure that we all lost our memories the same way. No one remembers what happened 3 days ago.
I was sent here.
I mean...
No.
Beatrix...
Nah!
There's no chance that you're not just saying that in that, like, sort of aloof tone because you're somehow responsible for this and you're trying to hide that with levity, right?
Ow.
I feel pretty normal.
Anyone else feel like their knee caps are just going to pop off and their bones are just going to protrude through the skin and they're just going to lose their caps?
Do you want some Advil?
Yes.
Oh, God, okay. Oh, we only have generic.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's allergic.
They fill those with gluten, and I'm intolerant.
Oh.
I feel like we're really...
Is gluten in wheat? You don't want this souffle.
Guys, I feel like we're really focusing on the B story of this conversation.
It would be rude to ignore her.
Ow.
Well, Beatrix hasn't done anything except go down into that room that I wasn't supposed to say anything about.
Oh, I think we all would like an explanation.
Ooh, wait, let's play a fun party game called Confession. Everyone make one confession. I'm very sorry because it was me that lit that fire over there.
Okay, I like this. Yeah, confession. Mm-hmm. Okay, sometimes I
did it for attention.
You're forgiven.
Thank you.
Is that how that works as well? Okay.
Yes, and we forgive everyone no matter what it was.
Okay. Sometimes I feel responsible for the disconnect that I exist between me and my father.
Oh, I forgive you.
I have a condition far worse than any of the others.
Oh, I don't think it's a contest, but...
No, it's so awful. Sometimes, when I use the bathroom...
Oh, no.
I get a little bit on the seat. Number one.
Bob, what's your confession?
I have to come up with a new one fast.
Just gonna sit in that for a second.
Mine's number two, though. It's different.
Fine! I'll tell you what happened 3 days ago if it will stop this potty talk.
Party talk?
No. Potty talk.
Oh, we're all talking with British accents.
It all happened 3 days ago. Sound of time lapse.
Oh, the past.
Hey, Beatrix, what are you off to?
Oh, I found this new room downstairs. It's got a ton of pods, and I was like, I'm gonna check those out.
Oh, cool. Where is that room?
Downstairs.
Where downstairs?
Downstairs. There's just the... You just go down and there's the one room.
You mean the door that we're not allowed to open?
Yep. I opened it.
We couldn't even get it open.
I know. I used a lot of dynamite.
Oh, I thought
way
that was...
Way too much for safety.
Oh, I am so relieved. I thought I was doing something wrong with all those souffles. That totally explains it.
You're still a terrible cook. My dynamite has nothing to do with your consistent misuse of sugar for salt.
just saying they flattened, and I thought maybe the, you know, the dynamite would have...
Not at all. The rumblings of my dynamite explosions had nothing to do with your undercooking your soufflés by 45 minutes. Just terrible.
Fine.
But I opened the door, because I was curious.
We're not supposed to open that door. Wait, here comes... But you gotta shut up, here comes Bartholomew.
Hi, Barney. Hey, guys.
Hi.
You looking conspicuous.
Thanks. We're
opening the door downstairs. Dang! We said ah so long, I forgot what we were talking about.
Which door downstairs do you mean?
The janitor's office. I needed a new mop because the souffle boiled over.
That's the one.
Okay.
It's believable because he's terrible.
I mean, I know there are two doors downstairs. There's the janitor's office with the mops.
Mm. Really and, sticky. Really hard to open.
And then there's the door that says, keep out, do not open. It has the big red X on it. There's symbols of guns that will go off if you try to go in.
No.
Definitely not that.
Don't want to figure that one out.
No, definitely the janitor's office.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have some souffle.
Great.
I'm sweating so hard. I'm sweating so much. Flop sweat everywhere. He's definitely trying the souffle.
Okay, well, what if something goes wrong? What are you gonna do?
Well, here's the thing. I figure we reiterate no matter what. We always come back. What if we came back in a different room and that we couldn't get out? How many Beatrixes have been transported to a room they've been trapped in for eternity? And then I thought, I would hate it if I was that Beatrix, so I decided to open the door.
That makes no sense.
Well, you say that now, but there were like 1,500 dead Beatrixes in there. So many. So anyway, after I got over the trauma of seeing 1,500 of my dead bodies in various forms of decomposition, I found a pod that had the label doctor on it. And I mean, we don't have a great track record. 1,500 dead Beatrixes. A mound of myself, if you will. It was a pile so high. Did you ever see Planet Earth? It was like the bat poop. Ew. You know that? It's a time. Anyway, so I found a pod, but it had the word doctor on it. And I thought, well, gotta open that. Let's cut to that. Sound of time!
Remembering.
Oh my goodness! Hi! Oh my gosh, another person!
Loud.
I'm sorry. I get very voluminous when I am excited or have emotion in general. I'm Beatrix! Hello! You might be feeling very strange right now.
My bones.
What? What's wrong?
Feels like they've been sunburned or something.
Your bones?
It's probably a condition.
I'm sorry.
Look me in the eye.
Oh, okay. Oh, your hands are quite cold. You must have terrible circulation.
Don't get me started. Grab the stethoscope out of my pocket.
Okay.
Put it in your ears.
I don't want to do that. But
put
I'll
it
do
up
it.
To my heart.
Okay.
Does that sound like cancer to you?
But you're a doctor. Does cancer have a sound? That's very dark.
Well, I don't know. Medicine is constantly evolving. It's so hard to keep up. I'm not that intelligent. And I graduate. And I open my own practice. And I just... Well, you know, everything changed by the time I got the place open. All my knowledge was obsolete. I'm just...
You live a very sad life for having only been alive for 2 minutes.
Cut back.
She was so sad, I killed her. And, Yeah, straight up just thought, well, the pod must be malfunctioning. Like, her bones shouldn't hurt. She shouldn't have hurt bones. pods. Like, when we come out of our pods, we don't hurt.
But...
how privileged.
But, Beatrix, none of that explains why we don't have our memories anymore.
I'm getting to it. You asked for the explanation. This is my permission.
Oh, you're going to cut back again. Is that right? I see. Okay.
I may have had a little to do with that.
The past.
What? I don't know if we should be down here.
Shut up, Bob. Okay? We just, we're going to bury the body. We got to bury the body. I don't want anyone to know.
Hey, you guys burying a body?
Did you bring Albot?
I didn't bring Albot. He just comes.
Yeah, you're being really loud. And also, we can see you from the window. And also, again, you're being really loud.
Al, I got that radar blip that you send out when you think you've noticed someone burying a body.
Yeah, it was that noise I make. It goes, woohoo! Because someone's burying a body.
Wait, are you guys burying a body?
Without us? That's so rude. How do you guys never invite me to your body burying parties?
We are having sex!
No!
So wait, what?
Fine, we're burying a body! What do you want me to tell them? There are no parallels between what you're doing and sex.
They've seen too much.
My brain!
Shut up! You're culpable! Start digging, Bob!
But now we gotta dig another hole. And Albot has a shovel stuck in his face.
It's stuck right in my face! Oh, get around like this!
Beatrix is not playing games!
Okay,
we're gonna try everybody again!
Okay, this time,
the doctor is going to have fine bones! We're just gonna have to run some tests, because I'm
gonna cut to 500 deaths later! Okay, look, I can't bury another body, Beatrix. I just can't. We've run out of the fake aspirin.
At this point, my face is like 90% shovel.
I didn't fully die this time, and just my face and one of my arms is...
Oh, that hurt.
That was so dark.
Wow, Bob, you really did it that time.
Look, we need a different way. What if we could just make everyone forget?
Forget, you say? Huh. Well, what about us? We'll remember.
We'll do it to us, too. We'll put us all in pods, and we'll hit that reset button we were told not to hit. Just turn it back, I don't know, what? How many days has it been? 500 deaths? 3 days.
It's been a veritable bloodbath. I'm never coming back from this. I have a feeling that even if you wiped my brain, I would not be able to forget the 1,500 mounds of my body, the 500 times we've had to kill both Bartholomew and the doctor, and that time I tried to just straight up kill Albeda and he would not die.
Nope.
Don't forget the time you tried to kill me.
Well, we have yet to see how that turns out.
Cut back to the present.
Oh!
So, you know, it's fine!
Beatrix! I can't believe you! I had no idea what happened to my calendar!
You could have left out the stomping on Doctor's face part of the story!
Be that
They're
as
They're right
it,
here!
I had a Zoom meeting scheduled for Tuesday!
Oh, not anymore!
I went to bed on Monday, I woke up, it was Thursday!
Ah, yeah.
Dr. Schmaz, I guess I'll say that we're sorry for the massacre.
Honestly, this is the most fun I've had at a party.
See!
Civilized. Starring Phil Johnston, Michael Davinsky, Sean Howard, Christy Bolton, and special guest, Henny Gallant. Recorded live at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. Your technician in the sound booth has been Mark Nascimento. I've been your sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen. Thank you and good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers. And these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals. Or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been, and likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because baby, I'm just getting started.